tackling rising crime. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden sat down this afternoon with mayors and police chiefs of large metro areas to talk about money for policing. That's part of a new round of COVID relief he's hoping to get through Congress.
Mayors and police chiefs of some large metro areas met here with President Biden ahead of a second round of coronavirus relief being released to state and local governments.
The answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police with the resources and training they need to protect our communities.
Republicans have blamed policies from Democrats for crime rate spikes. President Biden has responded that funding included in the relief package, which was not supported by Republican lawmakers, has made it easier for cities to hire more police officers. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
North Korea, which just this week admitted to COVID cases as 21 people died and more than 174,000 people have symptoms of a fever. Much of the country is not vaccinated against the virus, while China is reporting about 1,500 new cases and one death. The White House says it's working on the shortage of baby formula across the country. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden spoke with Abbott, one of the major manufacturers of the formula.
Abbott also committed to provide critical flexibility to states through the end of August in the form of rebates. And that means that these states can plan ahead and they can purchase supply ahead from a range of manufacturers, not just the ones that they have contracts with.
In addition, the FDA is loosening restrictions on importing baby formula, which could also help get more formula on the shelves. New financial disclosures show President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden earned between $1.05 and $2.58 million this year, including almost $30,000 in book royalties. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Residents in Chicago are asking the city to crack down on teen mobs.
It's something seen all too often of late. Mobs of teens causing chaos. It happened last night in Chicago's Old Town.
A lot of kids just swarming.
She counted 400 teens taking to the streets, shuttering major intersections, jumping on cars and city buses till 2 a.m. As other residents tell us,
crime has gone through the roof. I've lived in this area since 1964. I've never seen it so bad.
She's one of many people begging the city to crack down on what one alderman calls illegal parties, for which organizers of last night's party plan another one tonight. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden is reaffirming his administration's support for Jordan's long-running role as the custodian of Muslim holy sites as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The president met today with King Abdullah II. The meeting comes after several rounds of battles in recent weeks at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site for Muslims. It's built on a hilltop that is the holiest site for Jews, who refer to it as the Temple Mount. Some religious leaders are making a request to Starbucks.
A contingent of Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, and Jewish leaders want Starbucks to stop charging extra for vegan milk alternatives. They say it's unethical and unfair to tax people who have embraced plant-based lifestyles. The religious leaders have listed many reasons why some Starbucks customers prefer alternatives to dairy, including dietary restrictions, milk allergies, ethical issues, among others. They're calling on the coffee giant CEO Howard Schultz and board chair Melody Hobson to immediately drop the surcharge. Starbucks cafes in the U.S. typically charge 50 cents to a dollar more for plant-based milks.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Americans have bet more than $125 billion on sports with legal gambling outlets in the past 4 years. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.